Acropolis Now by Lynn Truss. Episode 1. Fish.
Morning in Athens. We, on our daily round of fish delivery, salute the citizens with our wicked wits. Oh, here comes Aristophanes, the greatest comic genius of the age.
Lucky for us, he runs a fish restaurant.
As we slosh our buckets from side to side, hear us trade pun and innuendo with the great Aristophanes.
Morning, morning. How are you today, old friends?
Knock, knock.
Ooh, who's there?
Man with a limp.
Ah, yes, don't tell me. This is one of mine. Man with a limp what? Right, now your turn. How many fish delivery men, like your very own good selves, does it take to change a rushlight?
None. There's no need. We smell so much you can find us in the dark.
This is for you, Aristophanes.
Fan mail, I suppose?
Looks more like a bill.
So it is. Oh, no. I don't believe it. Heraclitus! Heraclitus!
Shall we take this delivery round the back way, Aristophanes?
Oh, that sounded naughty, didn't it?
What? Oh, yes. And the back way. Very good. Zeus! I don't believe this. Heraclitus!
Thanks for talking to us.
We hope you like your statue, by the way.
Well, I thought that went very well. Did you?
Chop, 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 chop. Oh, chop, chop.
Heraclitus!
Chop. Ah! Aristophanes, for Hades' sake, do you want me to bleed all over my dawn-picked herbs? Zeus's genitalia, they're the only thing I'm famous for in this benighted city.
I've got something to show you. It's important.
Bad news from Mother. The mad old bat has finally lost her job as the Delphic Oracle.
No.
Shame. Well, if it's another fabulous review of your latest play, One of Our Goats Has an Enormous Knob, do me a favour and keep it to yourself.
This is a bill, Heraclitus, for ox dung. 18 barrels, Spartan brand, maybe product of more than one empire. Happy rolling. Signed, the Apollo Audio Company, 293, Road to Piraeus.
Ah, well, don't pay it.
You mean there's been a mistake?
No, they only delivered 17 and one of them was off.
Off? How can ox dung be off? Rolling around in dung, Heraclitus. It's so primitive. It's so 6th century. This is a food preparation area.
I know.
In a manure-free zone.
I know.
But you said you'd given up.
Well, I'm trying.
Then why have we accumulated so many Apollo Audio loyalty points? We've qualified for 3 nights luxury accommodation at the next Olympic Games.
Old men of fish, whose presence was foretold, approach.
Men of fish, genius!
Yes, you. I seek the home of Aristophanes. Oh, oh, oh! 3 days from far-off Delphi have I come. Apollo, god of sun, commanded me, for he has sent a dream of Aristophanes, a dream of danger to my dearest child. Get thee to Athens, said the mysterious dream. Afore your son is smothered unto death beneath a heap.
No!
Not dear old Aristophanes. We worship him.
Smothered unto death beneath a heap.
A heap of what exactly?
Did you see a sign, Oracle?
I did. But woe is me. The sign I saw. The sign I peered through the mists of time to see said, Basingstoke twinned with Malmo. I see so many signs, old men. Penalty for fouling Highway 50 pounds. Whoa. 2 gardens alight here for the public record office. Whoa. Have you paid and displayed? Whoa. Old
Forum, home of the tubular bandage.
Oh. What can it all mean?
Who knows? Who knows? But in my dream it was an evil heap. I know that much. An evil-smelling excremental.
Could it be done?
Well, it might be done.
Oh, Oracle, a goodly heap of dung is here already.
See,
we found it round the back. Heraclitus rolls in it to remind him of his happier times before the war.
It is the dung! It will be the death of my Aristophanes!
But why, Heraclitus? Why is my big brother rolling in manure when he swore to me he'd put his dark dung days behind him? Zeus, you're not depressed.
Oh, no.
You're not as cheerful as me, though.
Nobody is as cheerful as you, Aristophanes, thank Zeus. That's the one thing that prevents me every day from killing myself. Do you remember the day we saw the myth of Sisyphus enacted for us as children? Yeah. Poor doomed Sisyphus forever rolling his rock uphill and it rolling back down, rolling up, rolling down, rolling up, rolling down. The banal, grinding tragedy of human existence. Mother in a rictus of prophetic fear, me inconsolable, and you shouted out,
"It's behind you!"
That's right. How we all laughed.
Your time will come, Heraclitus. Even miserable people make it big sometimes. What was that idea you had? You might as well saw off your own head with a sharpened ass's jaw. We're all going to die. That could still catch on. Look, I know you think I'm such a celebrity, but I'd just like to say, fame, even fame of the fantastic sort I've got, means nothing beside family. You've got to believe me. And if you're unhappy in Athens, then I, as your younger and more successful brother, have all the time in the world for you. Brilliant! My public awaits. Gotta go.
So I said to him, "Look, chummy, you really don't know the first thing about what you're speaking of, do you? Face it, you riffraff." And he looked at me, Pericles or not, like that. Like that, and said, "You're right, Socrates. I hate to admit it, but you're absolutely bloody right."
Oh, yes, bravo, sir. How I wish I'd been present. Someone really should have written all that down.
Well, thank you. What's your name?
Plato.
Plato, yes.
Hallimare.
Oh, host Aristophanes. Over here, you lovely, lovely man. This man soaks up praise, Plato. Watch. Now, had one for you, Aristophanes. Remembered it all day. What was it? Loves a good joke, Aristophanes. Puts them straight in his plays, of course. Did you see the one before last? One of our slaves has an enormous knob. Best play of the entire knob cycle, I mean. Splendid.
Thank you.
Where was I? Ah, that's right. Ha ha. How many naughty little lesbians does it take to... No, it's gone.
Is it change a rushlight? That's what it usually is.
No.
Rushlight?
That wasn't it. Was it? Come to think of it, perhaps it wasn't lesbians either. Zeus. Don't get old, Aristophanes. Don't get old. Do you want to know the honest truth? Surveying my splendid abdomen this morning as the wife was tying my sandals, do you know what profound thought popped into my head?
What?
I absolutely can't remember. I'm sorry. Have you met Plato, my newest follower and bestest pal? Bloody good physique, isn't he?
And he's paying, I suppose.
Oh, naturally.
You're very welcome, Plato.
Thank you, sir.
Would you like to wrestle?
Not now. Met him at the preview of one of the new public statues at Aristophanes. You like this. There's one of you.
Of me? A statue of me? Me?
Sworn to secrecy, of course, but I think I can say it's caught your twinkle.
Oh!
There's also a splendid one of that splendid man, Alcibiades. You must go and see it. Young Plato here fell in love with him then and there.
Well,
Alcibiades used to bring me in here, you see, lad, in the old days. Highly generous. Best fish of the day, wine, fruit, more wine, no expense spared, more wine, scallops all run. That was his favourite sentence. Remember, Aristophanes? Scallops all run. Oh, we miss him. More wine, Socrates. That was another one.
More wine, sir?
No, why not?
Scallops all round. I'll go and see to it.
Nice lad. Shame, can't see him amounting to much.
Loaded, though.
Oh, yes, as loaded as King Midas after a touchy-feely festival on Patmos. All right. You seem a bit quiet.
I can't get over it. A statue of me? I dreamed of this, Socrates. Any idea who sponsored it? It wasn't you.
No.
That's right. Dump it into the cart. Is there much left of the symbolic dung, O fishmen?
Something is bothering us, Oracle.
Speak.
How is this dung symbolic, exactly?
Do you want a sign?
No.
So, no Mrs. Socrates today, then?
Deuce, no, left her at home. Although I expect by now she's helping your brother in the food preparation area. The woman's incorrigible. It pains me to say it. I mean, I married her in all good faith. But between you and me, you do realize she's straight.
No. Xanthippe, straight?
Keep your voice down. You hadn't guessed then. Deuce, they're cunning, these heterosexuals.
It's such a shock. I mean, is this a harmless lifestyle choice or...
Well, hardly, not when she fancies people of the opposite gender.
Oh,
she doesn't fancy me, thank goodness. Aha, here's young Plato back. And here's the food.
Well... I'm sorry for you, Socrates. You should try living with my brother.
Is he the hairy man in the food preparation area?
No, not him, the stoic. They're all alike, always showing off how different they are. Eating grass, that sort of thing. Cooks an excellent squid in lemon nectar with horned rosti, though. Can I tear you off a piece?
No, thanks.
No, This is gorgeous.
Look, Socrates... I've got to tell you, I think he's back on the ox dung.
Oh, Zeus's ass, why didn't you say so? I feel faint.
I've got to put my foot down, haven't I?
Why are you even asking? Of course you've got to put your foot down. We can't have this filthy stoical nonsense here. This is Athens.
Can I say something?
Well... As long as you don't make a habit of it.
I think your brother is jealous of you, Aristophanes, which makes him roll in ox dung. So much as I hate to disagree with my elders and defer to them in all humility, I feel it is your moral duty as the more fortunate person to have mercy on him. Ideally, you see, no man should be deprived of the thing that makes him special.
Do you know how old you have to be before you get wise, Plato?
No, sir. How old?
A bloody lot older than you are. Ideally.
Well, I don't think it matters whose name goes in the history books, Heraclitus. It's not important.
It's easy for you to say, Xanthippe. Having a name beginning with X, I mean, let's face it, if you had a dog called X, spot. I mean, even that would stand a better chance than I've got. No, I'm consigned to oblivion. Too many H's around. You know that bloke who was in here last week complaining of, what was it, some sexual ailment?
Herpes.
That's him. I bet even he gets in the history books before I do.
You're not in a very good mood, are you?
No, I'm not. Perhaps you haven't noticed, but I'm stuck in here, wrestling with a very limited range of culinary ingredients, such as hornets, as usual, while he's out there lapping up adoration, and they wonder why I hate Athens.
Well, you'd better cheer up for his unveiling.
Unveiling?
Oh, Zeus. You did know about his statue.
Oh, that's it. I'm going for my dung break. I've had enough of this.
Heraclitus? Ah, Xanthippe. Look, I'm sorry to hear about your trouble.
Well, I haven't got any trouble, Aristophanes, unless you count being married to the most pompous man in the world, of course. Are you all right? You seem nervous.
Me? Around you? No.
Well, is something wrong?
Don't touch me! Sorry. Tell my brother I need to talk to him.
No!
Your brother was behaving very strangely just now, Heraclitus.
Yeah, and I know why, too. It's gone, Xanthippe. 18 barrels. Spartan brand, it's gone.
So then he flies up Mount Olympus on the back of this buzzard. And he finds all the gods are just morons who think about sex all the time. Then the chorus strap on giant loofah things and sing an amusing song.
Oh, that's such a wizard, Aristophanes. It sounds exactly like all your other plays.
Well, not exactly.
Yes, it does.
Look, remember, Plato, true wisdom is knowing what you don't know.
Oh, but not if you do know it. Knowing what you don't know may be less wise than knowing what you know.
Your turn.
Is it? Is this a Socratic dialogue? Drachma in the box, I'm afraid.
What?
House rules, Plato. Drachma, box. No women, no dung, and absolutely no Socratic dialogues.
Oh, you do seem unhappy, Heraclitus.
How can you tell?
You just rubbed fish guts in your hair.
I can't take any more of this. How dare he take my dung away? It's an outrage. Here I am, a world-class philosopher with original ideas, and look what happens. Aristophanes gets a statue. Who got the last statue? Socrates, the man who never had an original idea in his life. If you don't count eating half a dolphin at a single sitting. I am surrounded by intellectual pygmies, whose idea of entertainment is strapping knobs to their front bottoms or eating disgusting great quantities of fish.
Half dolphin and chips, please, Heraclitus. When you're ready.
You see? And Aristophanes says, don't be all gloom and doom. Oh, can you imagine what it's like to have a mother who's an oracle? Mummy, is it all right if I play with the Eumenides children after school? EU passport holders, this way! I spent my entire childhood saying I'll take that as a yes then, shall I? Sometimes I thought I should just set fire to this place and go down in history as the iconoclast who took that lot with him. If I weren't convinced herpes would still get the longer entry, I'd give it a try too.
Three! Just remembered, how many lesbians does it take? You know, Plato, joke I was telling. The one to light it, one to write a poem about the one who lit it, and the other one to roll up the poem and... Oh, hello, here's my wife.
Half dolphin, dear.
Are you all right?
I haven't met your new friend, I think, Socrates.
Oh, well, Plato, this is Xanthippe. As you can see, she's a woman.
Oh, yes. Shall I put a drachma in the box, sir?
Good chap. In fact, seeing as it's Xanthippe, put in a couple more. You know you're not meant to come in here, you screaming pervert.
Your brother is talking about setting fire to the kitchen, Aristophanes. I told him about the statue.
Oh, Hades. I'd better go and talk to him. Excuse me, everyone.
So, you're Xanthippe, with an X?
Yes. And you're Plato, with enormous shoulders. That's a lovely name. Plato.
Yes?
Plato.
Yes?
Sorry, I think we're getting our vines crossed. I mean to say, Plato, What a lovely name.
Oh, I see. Sorry. I thought perhaps, you know, being a woman, you're a bit brainless or something.
You've got lovely hair, Plato. And that's a lovely, lovely robe.
Thanks. You do say lovely a lot. But I don't suppose you've received a very good education.
Heraclitus, what are you doing? You're not packing.
Oh, brother, if you're after a swordfish and glowworm surprise, the surprise is you can cook it yourself. I've just secured the last plank on the evening ox cart to Argos.
Please don't go. Is it about this ridiculous...
Forgot to mention when we had our pep talk this morning? Or has another ridiculous statue been erected since then?
Oh, come on. It's just a statue. It doesn't mean anything.
Of course it does. It means undying fame. And I would rather have Zeus tie me to a rock for eternity while a flamingo pecks my nipples off than live in a city that had a statue of you in it. Oh, Zeus, that's better. Air, light, waft of the wine-dark sea on the breeze. Argos, here I come.
Evening in Athens.
Oh, no.
Our buckets are empty, our backs are aching, but our hearts are light. Look, here's a stroke of luck.
Excuse us. You must be the brother of the great Aristophanes.
No, there's some mistake. Excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
Argos, Argos, Philadelphia, all aboard.
See where your mother comes, Heraclitus.
Let me pass, you smelly oaf.
Argos, ho.
Wait. Did you say something about my mother?
She's here. We're all going to see the statue.
No, you must be mistaken, I'm afraid. Mother never leaves Delphi. You'll never convince me.
She gave us a sign.
Did she? Oh.
What can heavy plant crossing possibly mean?
So then I said yes, but you can't prove that, can you? And he said, what are you doing?
And he said, what are you doing? Interesting.
No, Plato. What are you doing?
Oh, just writing it down. Is your wife all right, sir? She seems to get red behind the ears very easily.
Look, Plato, do you know much about women?
Nothing at all.
Remind me to explain something to you.
All right, everybody, it's time for the unveiling. I always said one day my plinth would come. How do I look?
Wonderful.
I have very mixed feelings tonight. As you probably know, my brother Heraclitus has left and gone to Argos. So that's the good news. No, seriously, we all miss him. Little did he know, but I was about to include him in a play called One of Our Philosopher Cooks Has an Enormous Knob.
Oh, yes, yeah, there you go.
And it must have been the biggest part I've ever written. On the other hand, this is a very important and serious moment for me. Utterly unexpected. So, if you could manage a few cheers for dear old Aristophanes, hip hip!
Hooray!
Immortality, here I come!
So, let's get this straight, Mother. It was you who removed my dung heap. You, who I haven't seen for 25 years, descend from Delphi and ruin my life on the basis of some obscure dream involving bloody Aristophanes and a symbolic, disastrous pile of dung.
But it was such a cry, Heraclitus, like the sound of someone tied to a rock forever while a flamingo pecks his nipples.
And the dung signified what?
We said we thought the dung wasn't a very effective symbol for dung, but she wouldn't have it.
Oh, Zeus, here he comes.
I just wanted to say that I couldn't be more honored. Everyone in Athens knows me today, don't they? But in the years to come, we will all be unremembered. Only if we are very lucky, or incredibly talented and hard-working and popular, and we win the drama competition year after year, may our work perhaps survive us. But there is another way to reach the generations yet to come. It is to be immortalized in stone. This statue... This statue could have happened to anybody. But funny how it happened to me. And as I turn my gaze upon it, All I can say is... Oh, Zeus's crusty underpants, is that it?
It's called Aristophanes with a Garland of Prawns. A gift from the fishmongers of Athens.
A gift from the fishmongers? Oh! Oh!
The handful of squid has never before been attempted in classical statuary.
Squid!
Nor the lobster on his shoulder.
Oh! Mother, can I have my dung back, please?
Why?
Well, I believe you saw Aristophanes sorely afflicted by a heap of...
Come on, Mother!
Oh, the statue!
You're right, you know. It is a complete pile of...
Oh, Zeus! Oh, Zeus!
Aristophanes?
Oh, it's you. I thought you'd gone. I never touched your dung, Heraclitus.
No, I know.
Fame isn't important.
Yes, it is. Look, I promise you, Aristophanes, your reputation will substantially outlive that statue.
How can you be so sure?
Because, purely out of love for you, I crept out while nobody was looking and knocked all its prawns off.
Morning in Athens. We on our daily round of fish delivery salute the audience for our little play.
Here comes the brilliant Aristophanes with his brother and their friends.
Morning, Aristophanes.
Morning, morning.
Have you wise words concerning fame on which to end our song?
Wise words? Well, as a matter of fact, I do. He that sows virtue reaps fame.
That's good.
Yet fame is but the breath of other people.
True.
A good name is better than riches.
Fame, like a river, is narrowest at its source and broadest afar off.
Brave men lived before Agamemnon.
Did they? That's interesting.
And thank you for not smoking.
Thank you for not... No! Mother?
Oh, my Aristophanes! Didn't your brother tell you I was here?
Mother?
Yes! The Beaujolais Nouveau est arrivé! I am home!
That was Acropolis Now, with Stephen Moore as Heraclitus, Alan Cox as Aristophanes, Robert Hardy as Socrates, Tom George as Plato, Rosemary Leach as the Oracle, Rachel Atkins as Xanthippe, and Gavin Muir as the Chorus. Acropolis Now was written by Lynn Truss. Technical presentation by Chris Reilly. It was directed in Birmingham by Brian King.